Brian's got an issue with his gal. We'll see what you guys think of this. If you can help him out today, we'd sure appreciate it. What's going on, Brian?
So, you know, you never marry the rebound, isn't that what they say?
You never marry. Are you the rebound or is she the rebound?
I'm the rebound guy for my girlfriend after her ugly breakup.
And you're trying to marry her when you are her rebound.
That's correct.
Oh.
Yeah. Truthfully, I initially thought it was more of a booty call type of relationship, but, you know, then I actually started to like her. And I knew she was in no place to get serious, so I just wanted to take it casual. And then it really took off. And 2 years later, here we are. Getting married.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good for a rebound relationship to last 2 years. That's a big deal. She must really like you, too.
Everybody in our life has been super supportive except for one person. And apparently my fiancé had been getting texts from her ex that she broke up with right before meeting me.
Oh, really? Now that he found out she's moving on in a big way, he wants to get in touch with her.
Yeah, and he's not happy about this.
Oh, typical.
You know, boo-hoo, right?
What's he doing?
Well, so he went so far as to send her pics of himself, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
And, yeah, and she saved them on her phone.
She saved them? No, you don't save them.
You delete immediately.
Right? This is why we're talking, guys.
Okay.
To her credit, she did tell him that he needs to stop because she's moving on. So that was nice. I have that.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like a week later, he sent a video of the two of them together, if you know what I mean.
Like a sex video?
That kind of together. The pretzel-y kind of. Anyway.
No.
And then he says, you know, you sure you want to marry him and miss out on this?
Oh, yeah. He's like, remember the good times, babe? Remember this?
Yeah.
Can you imagine seeing a video of someone you love doing it with someone else?
Nope. I would be crushed. And the worst part is you can never get it out of your head. Once you see that, it's burned into your memory forever.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it tore me apart. I hate watched all 3 minutes of it.
Three minutes?
Well, it was just, I guess it was an excerpt. And, you know, let me just say, I'll just say that I've never seen her react like that before. And, you know, apparently nothing was off limits, so she lied to me about that, too.
Oh,
no. So this was like a real...
Yeah, so I've got some work to do there.
Oh, so he was a very generous lover.
Well, don't say that.
Thanks for reminding me.
No.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So then I couldn't believe that the video was saved to her phone. So, and she didn't delete it, and she didn't block his number.
So you're phone snooping, to be clear.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But she saved the video.
Uh-huh.
She had this on her phone for nearly 2 weeks before I brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she says I overstepped my bounds.
True.
Which I guess is fair, but...
Does she defend this?
To that extent, you know, like what she's saying, like, I overstepped my bounds, and she's saying, you know, if I want to keep a video on my phone, that it's her right, you know, from the past, that it's her right. You know, and she's saying, you know, I've never been with a man that looked like that, so she wanted to keep it fresh in her memory. Thanks for that.
That's a confidence booster right there, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, but at the same time, she's claiming it wasn't that good because she didn't love him the way she loves me, so I'm a better partner. You know, yeah, he's big and he's got a great body. He looks like Adonis, but she's in love with me.
Are we talking like he's a big dude like Dwayne The Rock Johnson or he's big?
It's just, I can show you the video.
No.
If you had to.
I mean, it's like immediately, you know, you just immediately feel small. Like
baby arm.
Oh. God damn.
Small in so many ways.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Brian. So here you are, engaged to this woman, and you're finding out she's keeping secret videos of really great lovers she's had in the past.
Yeah, and I don't see a way around it. You know, I don't even want her to see me getting out of the shower after seeing this guy. You know?
Oh, but she loves you.
Actually, getting out of the shower is a great time to see you because everything's warm.
Relax.
Don't want to see you maybe getting out of a cold lake.
No skinny dipping.
So, I don't know. I mean, maybe this is what I get for being the rebound guy, but what do I do? Do I call off the engagement? Do I give it some time? I just have no idea.
I don't know.
Just,
do you want to? Do you want to call off the engagement because you're not as big as him?
Like I said, I'm going in circles, and I just keep coming back around to this. Does she just need to keep this video and have it and remember it? I don't know. I mean, we all have that stuff, I guess.
But can't it just be in your memory? Why do you have to have it on your phone?
Exactly.
So is your real concern that going forward in your married life, that every time you two are together, she's going to be fantasizing about him?
Of course. Yes. I mean, absolutely. I can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm lucky that I've actually been able to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get there.
Okay, well, so what? She's still with you. Doesn't matter. I mean, do we ever really know who our people are thinking about when they're with us? I mean, we'd like to think they're thinking about us, but are they? You'll never know. That's their secret.
I mean, that's some good best man advice there, so I appreciate that. But yeah, I guess you never really know. It's always 99%, right? It's like you're almost there.
So what do we do on Love Me, Listen to Me? If you're just turning the radio on, we talked to Brian a moment ago who found on his fiance's phone pictures from her ex-boyfriend. When he found out she was engaged to a new guy, he said, "You missed this?" And started sending pictures, those kind of pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, and a video of her doing things that were apparently out of bounds.
Yeah, off limits.
For a while. Apparently that's not always been the case.
Maybe she was very different in the last relationship.
Yeah. Well, she saved all this stuff on her phone. Not just a, hey, stop sending me this, you know, unsolicited videos and pictures. No, she saved them.
Yeah.
And they're engaged. So what are you supposed to do with that? Okay, Jennifer's in Minneapolis. What do you say on Love Him or List Him?
Well, I think it's a double standard because if he would have had his ex video on his phone, she would have flipped her lid.
Yes.
I mean, it would have been a no gamer, done deal, bye, don't let the door hit you.
Yeah.
But
you're right.
Because it's the other way around, or he can just talk to her, have a heart to heart, and outdo that video with his own video, and she can put that on her phone.
No!
Oh, yes! Love that idea. Like, let's make that and make it better.
See, I like that. That's a good perspective to have, Jennifer. So, would you stay engaged? Yeah. Would you stay engaged?
Myself, probably not.
Yeah. I know. How do you get that out of your head?
You can't unsee it.
And the trust issue is still, it's going to be too rocky to base something on the start of that.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people are texting in to say, a marriage needs to be based on a foundation of trust and mutual respect. There should be no secrets. But isn't that allowed to be a secret? Shouldn't she have just done a better job of hiding it, you know?
She knew it was wrong.
Well, of course. Of course. But are we not allowed to have a little privacy?
Yeah, some privacy, but that's kind of like, wow, okay.
That feels...
I've been with my husband for 27 years, and if he had that kind of skeleton in his closet, it would have been no. We wouldn't have made 1 year.
Oh, well, congratulations on that. That's a huge accomplishment. Thanks for calling, Jennifer. Let's get to Colin in Eagan. Hey there.
Hey.
So would you love or would you list?
I'd list right away.
Why?
Well, here's the thing. If she's got a video saved, I'm sure she deletes text messages, and I'm sure she deletes other stuff.
Oh.
Right? She's already hiding that from you, you know?
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And why do you need a picture of your ex? You're with me now.
So is it because she's not fully over him and she's fantasizing? I mean, she did say, look, I've never been with a guy that looked like that, you know, physically speaking.
Yeah, if my girl ever said that to me, I'd be like, all right, well, go hang out with him then. See ya.
Right, like, how
are you with me?
How do you get your confidence back after that?
Oh, you nail her sister or cousin or aunt.
Oh, okay, that's not the answer
I
was looking for.
Record the video and send it to her.
Oh.
Okay, hey, Brian, you heard it here.
Yeah.
Go find her sister. Get a little revenge porn going.
Even her aunt, he said.
Even her aunt. Jeez. All right. You've got all the answers, Colin. Thank you.
Some days.
Yeah. But some days. I know how you feel. Appreciate
it. Today's that day.
Today is that day. Thank you. We're just going to stop right there. That's all we need. Wow.
Okay. I mean, I don't even know what to say after that.
She could be saving the dirty video for blackmail against the ex. Doubt it. She admitted that she wanted it because he's, well, look at him.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you keep that? Look at him.
I mean, does she just like want to show her friends?
I don't know.
Look at this.
We did get a lot of texts from people saying, watch it with her. Oh, I'm sorry. Does anybody want to watch a video of someone else? You know?
No.
Enjoying your significant other? Your fiance? No, I don't think so.
I feel like it would be like, oh.
Somebody said, thank you for doing Love Him or List Him 5 minutes early. I live for this drama.
I kind of do too.
Yeah. List her now. I'd say bye, Felicia. Bye. I think it's over. They already decided. This is over. If she saved the video, it's because she thinks it's hot. Well, yeah. No kidding.
But is it just that? You only think it's hot? Or are you like, you're still harboring feelings for him?
Be the bigger man, buddy. Forget about it and get a hall pass and then love her. And go nail her sister.
I mean, that's just solid advice.
It really is, isn't it? Oh, I don't know that we helped Brian out at all today, but, you know. Someone said, did he just say nail her sister?
Yes, yes.
Yes, Colin did.
Was not us.
Yeah. We've had him on twice now, I think. Colin said sound advice for our listeners.
Like always really, really good advice.
Yeah, I know.